and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Hallelujah. And the third day. I want to speak into somebody's life, if you will have it, that the third day is coming. And the third day might not necessarily mean 324 hour day consecutively. It's just a period of time for you. It's your time and your season of breakthrough. Rise again. But you have to possess it now to get into it then. I want to speak into somebody's spirit. Receive it today. So you have been delivered. You have been mocked. You have been scourged. And you have been crucified. It's a part of the process. But once all of that is done, once all of that season, so there's a delivering season, a mocking season, a scourging season, and a crucifying season. But there is a third day season. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And this is our bread today. Matthew 20 verse 19. Greetings to you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherever you are in our home world, planet Earth, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Grace, mercy, peace, love from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who has made all of this possible. Who have been there and done that. Tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Hallelujah, because he had no sin, he knew no sin, and he did no sin. He's the spotless Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Oh, I feel a praise in my spirit. Somebody worship God this morning in Christ Jesus for this unspeakable gift. So I wanna title this devotion going forward. It might be a couple times. Rise again. Rise again. It's interesting that they said that about Jesus as if he rose before. Rise again. So the King James Version put it, and I love it in the King James Version because it got me thinking. It really got me thinking, but I soon get to that. Hallelujah. So let's start at the top of the text, and then we'll come to the tail of the text, which is this one verse. Hallelujah. So notice it said that he will be delivered. He will be delivered or handed over. That just blew me out of the water, because nobody could take Jesus. They couldn't take him. The Lord had to allow himself to be handed over by the Father. Incidentally, the Father handed him over. The verse before that, 18, tells us that he's going to be betrayed or handed over to the chief priests. So God handed him over to them, and then through them to the Gentile. It is interesting, it had to be that way. If it was just the Jews that had killed Jesus, then his death would have been just to redeem the Jews. But the fact that the Jews involved and Gentile, which is the nations, represent the nation. Gentile is always a term in the scripture for the nations, particularly this Roman nation that was the superpower of the time. So it takes in the whole world. Because in the Bible, there's only three groups. Jews, Gentile, and the Church of the Living God. The Church of the Living God had not yet been birthed into the world. The third day of birth, it had not come. So all that was in the world then, as far as God is concerned, were Jews and Gentiles. Hallelujah. That's why I love the Bible. So, you know, we don't have no black and white. And them kind of struggle, the racial discrimination and all them stuff there. In God's economy, you don't have that. You're a Jew, you're a Gentile, or you're the Church of the Living God. Where do you fall right now? Hallelujah. So you had to be delivered. You know what I find interesting too as well? So if we go back up to the top of creation, Eve. Because the truth is, as the people of God, we cannot be taken either. We can only be delivered into. And sometimes we deliver ourselves. We give place to the devil in our lives. That's what Eve actually did, you know. She gave place to the devil. She delivered herself into the hand of the devil. And here is how it happened. I've been thinking, and it struck me. So when the enemy came to her and said, the Lord says, you mustn't eat, she added something. She left the line, as it were. There's a term in theology where it says you don't leave the line. You don't go above the line and you don't go below the line. To go below the line is to take from what God has said, leave off something. To go above the line is to add something to what God has said. So the Lord had commanded them not to eat of the fruit, but she went and told the enemy, but not to eat it and how we to touch it. She left the line. She went above the line. So when it comes to the word, we have to give the devil the word. We have to give him as it is written. Look at the Lord Jesus, because if you leave something off or add something to, you open yourself to be deceived. So when she added that we shouldn't touch it, oh, the devil saw his opportunity. She left the protection of the word. and became vulnerable. He could not have deceived her if she had said, the Lord said we are not to eat. And that's what he said. That's what he said, don't eat of it. If she had just said that and left it at that, she would have been protected by the word and she could not have been deceived. So she delivered herself into his hand. She gave place to him. But our Lord could not be taken because he never left the line one time. He was the word. You understand? He came as the word. He came in the volume of the book, as the volume of the book, with the volume of the book. He delighted to do God's will. God's law was in his heart. And he could not be deceived. So don't deliver yourself today to any plan of the enemy. Don't deliver yourself to anybody. Don't make anybody draw you out of being a child of God and letting your light shine before men with your words and your deeds. No other time, but not out of truth, soon come back. Don't be delivered. But if you have been, rise again. This is your third day. Think it through and let us pray. Father, I bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Worship you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that you are conquering Lion of Judah's tribe. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty, who were and is to come. The whole earth is full of your glory. And I thank you for the glory of this word this morning, for this revelation, God. Help me, Lord God, not to deliver myself or allow myself to be delivered, to give any place to the enemy in any way, shape, or form today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.